God has put the most amazing and life-giving properties into unlikely Patmos experiences, just as he has into so many improbable-looking substances. Think of lumps of clay that can be shaped and refined and fired into a beautiful teapot, for example, that dispenses endless cups of tea. Or chunks of coal that under extreme pressure turn into glittering diamonds. It's amazing. And so too is the way the Lord can bring beauty, power and purpose out of the most seemingly unpromising situations.
You know the old saying, you can't steer a parked car. It's so important to be willing to step out again. And the message from Patmos is very clear. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. So long as we don't actively resist his intentions or give up under the pressure, we will reach the place he has in mind. And we'll be eternally grateful that he gave us the grace to be persistent.
The other day we had a lovely group come and visit us for a retreat in our sanctuary shed. And at the end I suddenly found myself rather daringly saying, God has a box of tools. He's going to take one of those tools and place it in your hands and you'll feel it. And people did. And perhaps the anointing may extend to you for this. See if the Lord would say something to you through this exercise, or to someone you love. Let's give him the chance to speak now. He has many tools and gifts to give us, even while we are still on Patmos.